year 13 for you. I mean, I know for most guys it goes by extremely fast. I mean, does it feel like you've been in the league this long at this point in your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it feels like you blink your eyes and it's gone by. It definitely, you know, I feel like every year it gets faster and faster.
Yeah.
Robbie, so with that in mind, I'm sure you like to try to drink it all in a little bit and go out and appreciate the opportunity that you still have. Talk about, you know, working your way into the new mix here in San Diego. And is it kind of fun to join a new team and keep things fresh a little bit?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's fun. It's a fun atmosphere. It's a great team. You know, these guys like to have fun, but they also work hard and, you know, you can see it on a daily basis. And, you know, it's just a really good group of guys. And you know, being able to be here for a couple of weeks now, being able to settle in and get a quality start under my belt with the last one has been great.
Robbie, you've been a man that's traveled this league pretty well. And it's been mainly on the West Coast. And for a guy who's from Tennessee, what's your thoughts on being on the West Coast so much? I already know that it's probably the worst travel you have in the league, but outside of that, do you enjoy playing on the West Coast?
I do, yeah. San Diego is obviously, I mean, it's beautiful. You can't complain. The, you know, living close to the beach, 65, 70 degrees and sunny every single day. I mean, it's a tough life, you know. but the West Coast is great. I love it.
Well, we appreciate you thinking that it's 65 and sunny every day. Lately, it's been like 95 and sunny, but we're hanging in there. Robbie Ray is with us, and I'll ask you a question that you've probably already been asked 100 times since the other night, but your view of Fernando's catch, it was, I'm sure, appreciated by yourself more than probably anybody else.
Very appreciated, yeah. You know, off the bat, you know, I didn't think it had enough to carry, and it just kept going, and then I saw Fernando go back, and you know, he was at the wall, and he leapt up, and I was like, did he catch it? And I'm sitting there looking and looking and looking, and then he finally holds the ball up, and I just like blacked out and threw my hands in the air.
Blacked out. Yeah.
Robbie, you've done a terrific job since joining the rotation. You mentioned you got your first quality start underneath your belt in the last one. One thing I've noticed just kind of doing these games, you seem completely unbothered when you have traffic behind you. I mean, obviously you've done it for 13 years now. You've had to have done it many times at this point, but not everybody seems to be as comfortable as you do once you do get some traffic on the bases. Where does that come from?
You know, I think it's, like you said, it's the experience. You know, I've had it throughout my career where, you know, earlier on in my career, I was more of a punch-out guy. You know, I was racking up the strikeouts. So, you know, the comfortability came with, you got runners in scoring position. It's like, I'm just going to strike out these next two guys. But, you know, this year, I've became more of my ground ball percentage is higher. And so in those situations, you know, I feel like putting the ball on the ground and getting a double play, I feel comfortable, you know, kind of with all my pitches in that kind of aspect.
Yeah, I love that question, Tony, because, you know, watching you, Robbie, I mean, I almost feel comfortable when you get a guy or two on, and normally that's an uneasy feeling, you know, for the fans and for everybody. But do you feel like you pitch a little differently with guys on, and maybe you try to be a little more fine, work the black part of the plate or when there's nobody on base, which has led to a few more walks? But then after that, you don't walk anybody because you're maybe not being as fine. And I'm guessing here. Hopefully you can take me into your mind a little on how you're going about it.
Yeah, I think it's more so just like bearing down in those situations. You know, it's you know, it really comes down to, you know, when those walks happen, it's, you know, maybe it's a lack of focus or something with the delivery is not as crisp. And in those situations with runners on, it's like, okay, you know, this is a moment that you really have to bear down and you know, get your team out of this.
Robbie Ray joins us here, Padres starting pitcher, one of the Padres starting pitchers, throwing the ball tremendously well right now. Robbie, as you know, you talked about being a punch guy early in your career and then having to kind of morph into a guy who, as you said, your ground ball rate is higher than it's been. What was that transition for like? That's not an easy one for guys like yourself who have spent the majority of their career getting the ball by guys. Has that been an adjustment for you?
It has, yeah. You know, it's, you know, I think the ABS system has kind of changed the way that, you know, guys like me pitch, because back in the day, you know, you could kind of just abuse the top of the zone, and that was something that you could get away with. But now it feels like the top of the zone has been brought down with the ABS system. And so you're having to pitch more in you know, the hitter's nitro zone to below the zone to get the chases. And, you know, that's something that, you know, adding the sinker and adding the changeup has been able to help me get that bottom of the zone a little bit easier than, you know, with the four seam at the top.
Robbie Ray started his career a long while ago, as Tony mentioned. The time's gone by quickly. It says here you were planning to go to college, play at Arkansas when you were drafted by the Nationals. Discuss your decision to go into baseball, and you know, 3-4 years after that, you were to the big league. So it seemed to work out pretty well.
Yeah, you know, ultimately it came down to me wanting. What I wanted to do with my life, and that was to be a Major League Baseball player, and to be able to get the opportunity to start that at 18 instead of and foregoing the 3 years of college and then reentering the draft. It made more sense for me to kind of start that pursuit of that dream.
Robbie, you mentioned ABS. It's been an adjustment, I think, for everybody. I know, obviously, we've seen that top of the zone certainly come down. It's not, you're not getting those calls above. I mean, besides that point, do you like ABS for yourself?
You know, I think it kind of it's fun for the fans. I think the fan interaction is great. But you know, there is the human element to baseball that's kind of been taken out of it with the ABS. You know, you have the umpire who makes a call, but then, you know, it does stop, you know, the hitters from complaining, because it's like, if you want to complain, just challenge it. So I, right. I see both sides of it. And, but it is kind of frustrating when you're out there and it's like, man, I felt like that ball was, you know, that 5-6 years ago, that gets called a strike. And then all of a sudden, you know, the hitter challenges it and it's, you know, just above belt high and it's a ball.
Robbie Ray joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, not Big Bank Banking, it's better. I want to finish up with something really good, Robbie. I want to ask you, where do you keep the Cy Young Award? And how do you deal with having been a Cy Young pitcher? Because unfortunately, that award you won in 2021 is not helping you get guys out today. Although maybe it's giving you the confidence you can do it, right?
For sure. Yeah, I have the award in my house. I've got kind of like a little trophy hall with all of my, you know, accomplishments hanging up with some jerseys and stuff like that. So, you know, the family and everybody can kind of walk down that hall and see it. So it's awesome. A pretty cool little display that I got.
That's awesome. Robbie, we won't hold you any longer, my friend. Thank you for your time, man. Good luck in your next start, and you got the city behind you, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Robbie.
Robbie Ray, our Friar Friday guest. SDCCU is not Big Bank Banking. It's